Hammer FM.
Now, on the line, I have probably one of my favourite guests. It's David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And I do not lie when I say that one of my favourite guests. Every time you come on, I'm like a child. I'm so giddy because I love the idea of space and the wonderment of it all.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, producing a magazine every month, the amount of discoveries that we can't even cover at this stage is almost criminal. And I've been fascinated with this for decades. And to see there's no end to what we're discovering about the universe. That's what I'll be the cover part of for Science Week on Monday in our public lecture.
Indeed. And that's what I was going to say. Science Week is coming up. But before I say that, and we've talked about this before, here in Ireland, we have people here in Ireland who are at the forefront of a lot of what's going on in the discoveries of in astronomy. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been punching above our weight since the Stone Age, quite literally. Newgrange is one of, if not the most, the oldest astronomically aligned building in the world. So people are watching the motion of celestial bodies for over 5,000 years on this island. This is before the pyramids, before Stonehenge. So we've got a great reputation. It continues right the way up to the 19th century. And we have the biggest telescope in the world at Burren County, Offaly, for half a century that people from all around the world came to look through. No photography back then. And, you know, we led the world then as well. And today, Irish astronomers are working with international groups to build what will be the biggest telescope we've ever seen, the extremely large telescope. It's almost complete at the moment. Next few years, it'll be coming online. They're built by a whole consortium of countries and will dwarf any telescope we've ever seen to date. And Ireland's part of the team that's building that. No one country can afford to build it. So we're still leading the world. And even Astronomy Ireland, as a group of members of the public, is the world's most popular astronomy society. There must be something in the Irish genes.
Indeed, and the one I'm always most familiar with and love is the James Webb Telescope, which is the big one that that's out there in space at the moment. Our scientists have developed filters for the cameras that you can see into the past with.
That's right, a huge 10 billion euro project, most expensive telescope ever built, and there's Irish involvement in that too. So the researchers in Ireland, the professionals who do this for a living, astronomy aren't just amateurs, we love the subject, but the researchers are there, you know, at the cutting edge everywhere in space, on the ground, studying every aspect of the cosmos. If your kids ever get interested in astronomy, they're on the right track. It's something to be encouraged. It's a gateway science end to all of the sciences that we have in Ireland. Our economy is 60% based on science. You know, that's a huge chunk. Dwarfs things like agriculture down around 10%, I think it is. Even the construction industry at the height of the boom during the Celtic Tiger was only 20% of GDP. So science is the way to go for the future, and Ireland's the place to do it.
Now, on Monday, the 11th, at 7 p.m, there is a lecture. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we've got an international speaker, Dr. Matthew Boswell, who's from Cambridge, and he's going to talk about the search for Earth 2, life in the universe. So we've been finding planets going around other stars. Most of them are quite exotic, but as the techniques are refined, we're over 5,000 now, we're beginning to find smaller planets, which are hard to find. And some of them will be similar to the Earth. That is, they're about the right size. You don't want too much gravity. You don't want too little. And also the right distance from the star. So it's not too hot, not too cold, the so-called Goldilocks zone. And if we find planets like that, then we can start to study their very feeble light. These giant telescopes we're talking about can just about do that. Then we may find one that has things like oxygen in the atmosphere. And oxygen that we're breathing now is actually a very toxic gas. It reacts with everything, rusts your car. So it wouldn't naturally last very long on the planet. It would react with anything that's there. So the only way to have oxygen in your atmosphere is for something to be continuously producing it. And one-fifth of our air being oxygen, that's a massive chunk. It's only there because of plant life. So you can actually detect life just by detecting things like oxygen. There's really no other way to explain it. And so we're trying to find, first of all, where life might exist in the universe, and ultimately, where we might go in the distant future when the human race is ready to colonize the rest of the universe. And Matthew works in this particular area, so he's going to tell us all about what's out there in the galaxies, all the planets we've found, the techniques for finding them. So if all this sounds a little bit esoteric, exotic, and beyond your everyday life, well, he's going to put it all into perspective and show that, you know, we are finding Earth 2, the future of the human civilization, perhaps.
It was handy to turn on my mic, isn't it? I was talking away there, and I hadn't got my mic on, so there was a lot of good that is. But, you know, we think of, you know, a bit fanciful, the idea that there is other life out there. We haven't found it already. But you have to remember the amount of other planets that are out there. You're not talking about hundreds, thousands, or millions. It's billions of other planets out there.
Yeah, I mean, to put it in perspective, the universe that we can see, it could be infinite, but the bits that we can see, contains about a trillion galaxies, or a million, which is an unimaginably large number anyway. And then each of those galaxies contains roughly a trillion stars. So there's roughly a million stars in the universe. That's more stars than there are grains of sand on all of the world's beaches. So the problem is how far away they are. And then we think that every star probably has multiple planets. So there are probably more planets than there are stars. And most of them won't be suitable for life. But on a huge number like that, you only need a tiny fraction that are suitable for life. And then we think that the conditions, the materials certainly that you need for life, carbon, other things like that, they exist throughout the universe, no problem there. So if the star is stable enough, does it last long enough for complicated chemical reactions to get going in the oceans of some of these planets, which is how we think life got started on the Earth. Now, most scientists would be pretty sure that there must be at least simple microbial life throughout the universe. And the question is then, does it evolve to multi-celled organisms that can ultimately go on to create things like animals, us, that evolved into hopefully intelligent species? There's quite a few interesting steps along the road, but we'd be surprised if we didn't find simple organic life on some of these planets. And then we just have to cross our fingers and hope that we're not unique, that something very special happened on the Earth that hasn't happened anywhere else in all those myriad stars and planets that leads to intelligent life. And Matthew knows all these figures. We'll explain it on Monday for Science Week, and everybody can watch in. Great talk for the whole family. It's online, so it doesn't matter where you are in the country, indeed in the planet, you could watch this particular talk for Science Week.
Indeed, and you know, it's something I say, and we're coming up to this time of the year. What a wonderful thing it is, it would be, to give somebody in your life a membership to Astronomy Ireland, because it is just so brilliant.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but the great thing about magazine plopping through your letterbox every month is that it'll remind, especially any young person, you know, not only what's going on in the sky every month, what discoveries have been made. Any pictures that have been sent in from around the country, is a comet just invisible to the naked eye at the moment. We've had eclipses last month that were widely seen across the country because the skies were clear. A huge aurora as well. So it'll remind them that there is a big astronomy community in Ireland that are interested in space. I mean, including all of our social media followers, there's about 100,000 of us. And there's a lot happening. These online talks happen actually every month. This one is happening during Science Week, this particular month. There'll be a Christmas lecture next month. There are other events you can go to. There's a weekly email sent out by Astronomy Ireland. The whole idea is to keep people informed of what's going on in space. Yeah, you could scour the internet and try and dig up all the stories every month yourself. But if you want someone to distill it all for you and collect the Irish reports and predict what's visible in Irish skies, you often read about things online that are visible in other countries. We can't see them from Ireland. And we have a few experts in the society who put all that into Astronomy Ireland magazine. And, you know, your gift at Christmas will remind the person you've sent it to every month of what you did for them that particular Christmas. So it's a lovely gift in that regard because it lasts for the whole year coming. So we get a lot of people signing up for gift subscriptions to the magazine, gift membership of Astronomy Ireland, and long may it continue.
Indeed. And if someone wanted to do that, where would they go? Would they go to just plug in astronomy.ie and they'd get all the details there?
That's it, exactly. The Society's website, dead easy to remember. Astronomy Ireland is simply astronomy.ie. If you search Astronomy Ireland, we'll come up with the top hit. You'll see the join link right up there at the top, and you can fill it on behalf of somebody else. Or join yourself, sign the whole family up. Family membership is the same as individual. We just send one magazine to the house, and everyone then can avail of the special rates for various events. The whole family get in at that particular price. We're a non-profit group entirely run by volunteers. There's thousands of us around the country, as I said. We're always looking for new members. We think all 7 million people on the island should be members. There's so much happening, they're missing out. I mean, I could whet your appetite, for instance. Coming up on Sunday night, the planet Saturn will be next to the moon in the sky. Something you see with the naked eye all night long, from as soon as it gets dark to about midnight. And if you've got a telescope, well, you can look at both of them side by side up close. You'll see the craters on the moon, and then you'll see the planet Saturn with its rings and its own moons as well, if your telescope's a reasonable size. So that's a special event coming up just to kick off Science Week, which runs from Sunday for the whole of the following week. So if the Saturn near the moon on Sunday, online lecture on Monday, and if you go to scienceweek.ie, you'll see lots of events all around the country that you can physically go to as well.
Indeed, and that's what I was going to say too about Astronomy Ireland. You have different events throughout the year when different things are happening in the skies. Some of them are just, you know, online, and others are you actually have you meet up to survey the skies.
Yeah, I mean, we are a national group, and going online, the best thing that ever happened to us during lockdowns is the fact that this thing called Zoom came along, and it's perfect for us because a lot of the events had to happen in the larger cities. Now it doesn't matter where you are. There are evening classes that run twice a year. They're actually on at the moment. You can sign up now and repeat the whole class free in February when it runs again. And we can do that now, you know, in people's own homes. It doesn't actually matter where you're physically located. For national groups like ourselves, it solves that big problem in one fell swoop. So the talks every month are online. The classes are online. But occasionally people like to gather together. And once a year, we have a huge gathering of telescopes. It's in the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are really dark. If I remember correctly, it's happening next year on September the 30th. Have the events section of our website, you'll see the exact thing. You can book now the early bird race if you want to plan something for next September. And you get to look through giant telescopes in a really dark sky at some of the wonders of the universe, and planets and star clusters and gas clouds. The kind of things we'll be talking a bit about at the lecture on Monday night. But it's a great gathering. Lots to do as well. Talks happening at the event, exhibitions. So it's the one night of astronomy where people from all over the country can gather for a shared experience, physically, just once in the year.
David, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. Once again, you blow me away with your enthusiasm and also your knowledge of what's happening in the universe around us.
You're very kind. Thank you very much for having us on.
Absolutely delighted. Take care. All the best. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. That is David Moore, all the way from Astronomy Ireland. And if you get the chance, check it out at astronomy.ie. And that lecture, well worth booking yourself into on Monday evening at 7 p.m. It's Searching for Earth 2, Exoplanets and Life in the Universe. And that's going to be given by Dr. Matthew Bothwell. And brilliant. And as I say, a great gift for Christmas, because it lasts the whole year and there's different things going on, lectures, you get your magazine every week, the whole lot. Brilliant stuff.
Near FM.